This makes hunting for the megalion nearly impossible. Without heavy cover to hide his body, he's unable to get close enough to ambush his prey. His weakness is his size and his inability to run down faster prey.
Two apex predators occupying the same space is unusual. Possibly they lived during different eras.
We find both lions and short-faced bears at Rancho La Brea and other sites around the North American continent that indicate that at least at times they shared the same territory.
The discovery of both lion and bear in the La Brea tar pits proves without any doubt that these two predators lived at the same time in the same place. And as added proof, the bones of both have been carbon dated, and this proves that they lived together.
The trap cave was probably on a migration trail, a place where both beasts would have hunted.
It's a site where, for the last 100,000 years, animals have been simply dropping in. And so many of them have dropped in that we've excavated about 5% of the deposit and gotten over 40,000 bones. And amongst the bones, we've gotten complete skeletons of the American lion and the short-faced bear.
But knowing that these two gigantic animals hunted in the same terrain only deepened the mystery. It's very rare for two top predators to hunt the same territory. Then, another clue came to light. Paleontologists went back 10,000 years and examined an Earth that had just come out of an ice age. What they found was a world in turmoil.
We can look at the geological record of Earth at that time and see that there were dramatic climate changes taking place. One of the most amazing pieces of evidence is found in solid rock. It shows that huge glaciers have been slowly moving southward for thousands of years, but then receded at an alarming rate. This is pretty clear evidence that the environment was not only changing, it was changing very rapidly.